What's up, family? You are tuned into Law and Disorder, a podcast where we expose the cracks in our system, agitate for resistance, and collectively build a new world in which all of us can thrive. From KPFA Radio and the Pacifica Network, I'm your host, Kat Brooks.
Governor Gavin Newsom sure does make a lot of headlines, and responsible for writing some of those headlines is our next guest, Leah Russell, who covers California's governor for the Sacramento Bee's Capital Bureau. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning, Miss Brooks. How are you?
Oh, please call me Kat. I'm good. It's easier. Kat is so civil, just, yeah, you know. Let's start with your latest, and that is that the Trump administration has made good on its promise to sue our state over bucking the anti-trans mandate, stating that transgender athletes aren't allowed to compete in K-12 sports. For our edification, Leah, what is the full mandate? Because there are like pieces in there that I didn't know from the Trump administration. It goes further than just non-competing clauses, correct?
Yes, they basically want California to overturn this law that Jerry Brown signed into effect in 2013 that lets student athletes use any facilities that they want that reflect their gender identity, play on any teams that reflect their gender identity, whether or not they are trans or cis. And basically, yeah, the Trump administration wants them to not just overturn, but they want them to stop following that law. And it all comes back to this executive order that Trump issued right after he took office, where he said, you know, there are only two genders, you know, male and female. You know, we're not going to promote, quote, gender ideology. And that basically rolls back a bunch of federal protections for trans people at the federal level.
So, Governor Gavin Newsom being the governor that he is, though we're going to get to some hypocrisy in just a moment, y'all hang tight. But Governor Gavin Newsom sort of positioning himself as, you know, the guy that's going to fight Trump. What has the state of California said to that anti-trans trash?
Basically, both he and the legislator have said, you know, no, we're not going to do that. You know, they haven't said anything like what Maine did, where, you know, Janet Mills told him, see you in court. But they've made it clear that they're not going to do that. They're going to, you know, continue following state laws, which you know, protect both cis and trans student athletes.
And some of this is like Title IX stuff. Is that right? Or am I getting this mixed up, that there's other legislation that helps to protect cis and trans athletes?
Yeah basically, the U.S. Department of Education announced that they would be investigating California schools for supposedly discriminating against cis girls on the basis of Title IX, and then that was sort of a pretext for that, for their latest finding, which is that they said California schools had been discriminating against cis girls on the basis of Title IX, saying that, you know, letting trans athletes compete with cis girls is a violation of Title IX, which I'm sure you know is the federal anti-discrimination, you know, anti-gender discrimination law that I think that went into effect in 1972.
I am aware of Title IX.
Sorry.
I actually used to work for this organization where we trained college kids to be coaches. Shout out to Coaching Corps. That said, won't the right do it, though? Won't it take progressive legislation to push into a pretzel and use it to beat the left over the head with it? Leah, where I got sort of stuck here, right, mm-hmm. is Governor Gavin Newsom has a podcast. Mm-hmm. And some of us speculated when this podcast came out that it might could be because he's planning a run for president. But we'll talk about that a little bit later as well. My understanding, and I haven't listened to it, but I've listened to enough people that I trust talk about it, is that Gavin Newsom got on his podcast and said that trans girls competing against cis girls wasn't fair.
Yeah, he said that back in March. You know, he launched this podcast, and then, you know, he says, like, I'm going to, you know, start talking to architects of the MAGA movement. So he brings on Charlie Kirk, who I'm sure you know, head of Turning Point USA, big, you know, MAGA youth whisperer. And, you know, Charlie Kirk and people in that space have all been kind of, you know, beating this drum that, you know, we shouldn't let trans kids compete with cis kids. And he says something along the lines of, you know, wouldn't you agree? And Newsom says yes on his, you know, March 6th episode of This is Gavin Newsom. You know, I do agree. I think it's unfair for trans athletes to compete with cis athletes. And You know, everyone in the legislature, you know, all those LGBTQ allies were shocked by that because, you know, back in, you know, when he was mayor, he was the first to come out and say, you know, no, we are going to let gay couples get married. You know, it's gay marriage is coming, whether you like it or not. And, you know, I'm going to be in front of it. And this just seems like a huge, you know, for him to say that, you know, trans athletes are, you know, letting them compete is unfair is like a huge, felt like a huge betrayal to a lot of people. And yeah, it just kind of felt like, I think to a lot of people that he was sort of siding with this kind of group of Democrats who came out right after the 2024 election and said, you know, we've gone too far on trans rights and that's why Kamala Harris lost.
You know what other issue the Democrats did that on? Black Lives Matter. You want to see a politician switch up real fast, let them think that the pendulum of who's voting has swung in any particular direction. Leah, as you know, I'm not an unbiased journalist, but you can keep your professional line. I'm just going to talk trash in between asking you questions.
I appreciate that. I also remember 2020. Don't worry.
and so I will just say this, and maybe from a journalistic thing perspective, you can respond. I was annoyed when I heard that happened, but I was not shocked. And I just want to remember, folks, right, that this is the same governor who threatened to withhold funding from municipalities if they didn't engage in sweeps of the in-house. This is the same governor that flooded municipalities with the California Highway Patrol in order to so-called crack down on crime, right? So he has been rolling back his progressive rhetoric, and I will call it rhetoric because I've been watching the dude for a while, for quite some time. This is not a new tactic for the governor. Would that track with what you've witnessed as someone who covers him?
Yes and no. I think more recently, I mean, I'm going to be honest, I only moved back to California in November and I've been covering him since then. So I was a little less up to date on the kind of movements of 2018 and 2019 and 2020. But yeah, in some ways, I mean, you know, we look at stuff like what happened with, CEQA, a couple mm-hmm. weeks ago, you know, he tied the budget to, and said, you know, to it, he tied the budget's passage to, legislators being able to pass the, you know, a bunch of bills that would kind of overhaul CEQA, you know, California Environmental Quality Act, and said, this law, which has been, which went into effect in 1970 to kind of protect the environment. You know, he's saying now that, you know, maybe our, you know, doubling down on environmental protections may have, you know, slowed housing development. And that's why we're in the housing crisis that we are. So I think in some ways he has kind of walked back his positions, but, you know, the few times that we've, you know, us reporters have asked, like, you know, are you rolling back, you know, he said, no, I'm the same guy I've always been.
I would agree with Governor Gavin Newsom there. I think he is the same guy he's always been. I just think the rhetoric has changed. All right, so what happens now? We're in courts now, right, around the anti-trans executive order from the Trump administration, right?
What's next? Yes, the DOJ just announced yesterday that they are going, you know, that they're suing in the Central District of California, which is headed up by Bill Esaley, who was a state legislator who was pretty anti-trans up until fairly recently when the Trump administration named him to the DOJ and said, you know, you're going to be our top federal prosecutor in L.A., you know, even before they issued that lawsuit, Linda McMahon, the Secretary of Education, said to Newsom, you know, you'll be hearing from Pam Bondi. And that's where we are now.
Where also we are now is Trump still has not, the Trump administration still has not sent any money California's way for fire cleanup after the Altadena fires. And on the 6-month anniversary, there was a press conference that was supposed to take place. However, as I talked about in my state terror roundup before you and I started chatting, Leah, that is also the day that 90 state agents, the Marines and ICE, descended upon MacArthur Park to terrorize children. Mayor Karen Bass, therefore, didn't make it to the presser because she was in the park demanding that the raid stop. So, what was Gavin Newsom's response to that?
Oh, he was mad. he has been, pretty anti-ICE, incursion into California. Let me walk that back. He has been, he's said, we don't protect, supposed undocumented immigrants if they're criminals. We will work with ICE where we have to, but he's been pretty vocal about, like, we will not just let them, run around LA and California doing what they want. At this last presser, he said, like, this is cruel, this is sick, this is weak. He called the administration pathetic. He, said, like, this is basically just like a strong man spectacle with all these agents on horseback and with long guns and assault rifles, charging into this park. I haven't seen any verification of this, but a lot of people have been speculating that this was sort of done to create like a TikTok or a social media spectacle to kind of like, make ICE look stronger, and film kind of like for the public media aspect of it.
Yeah, I saw some of those headlines. I didn't delve deeply into them. That would sound about right. It's pretty performative. Leah, you probably don't have the answer to this question, but it's a question I have nonetheless. I mean, if I don't know, I don't have a crystal ball, but if I did, I bet you it would say that ain't no federal dollars coming to help California clean up the fires. Has the governor given any indication about what his plan B or C is? Because regardless, the fire damage needs to be cleaned up. People are still unhoused and suffering.
So he, I've talked to people in his administration who say, we ask about the $40 billion every day. I had one conversation with an aide who said, it may come in small pieces, it may not come at all, it may, it may come way further down the line. Regardless though, like you said, California is gonna pay for it in some way. I mean, the $40 billion has technically already been paid. California is just asking to be reimbursed by the federal government. And as we see, with the floods going on in Texas, it's been a very different response from the federal government. Trump said, we will help in any way we can. So I guess that's a long-winded way of saying, TBD.
Yeah, TBD for sure. As I mentioned earlier and said we would get back to a little bit later, Gavin, for a hot minute now, seems to really be building this brand of he's the dude that fights Trump, right? The good versus evil. It's like a regular Marvel comic in our political scene right now. And I'm wondering, Leah, the Sacramento Bee Bureau, could that possibly be because he's considering a 2028 run for presidency?
Yes and no. I mean, I think, we look back to Trump 1.0 and he was willing to go to bat against the White House. Now I think he said the difference is that Trump is a lot more focused and effective this time around. I do think that he, I think he, he's trying to do, he said he's trying to stand up to Trump where he can, and then push back on where he can't work with him. When it comes to stuff like immigration incursions. But yeah, all that's to say is right now he's Newsom just came back from South Carolina, where he was out there talking to rural Democrats and hitting up cafes and churches. And of all the experts I've spoken to have said, that is where you go if you're a Democrat trying to tap into support in the South. As we remember, Newsom was a big campaigner for Biden, and in 2020, it looked like when the Biden campaign was about to dissipate, he came back because he won really in a really big way in South Carolina. So I think Newsom may be trying to kind of emulate that path.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just remember folks too that in 2021, that's when I said that he's been sort of politically switching for quite some time. That's the time period that I am referring to. That's when we started to see more moderate, some would say conservative, rhetoric and decisions coming out of his administration. All right, Leah, is there anything about the governor we have not discussed that you feel like the people need to know about?
No, I think you've done a really good job. I think we covered everything.
Leah, thank you so much for coming on the show. We look forward to having you back soon.
Thank you so much, Kat. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Law and Disorder, a podcast where we expose the cracks in our system, agitate for resistance, and collectively build a new world in which all of us can thrive. That's it for this episode, family. You can find more information about topics and guests in this episode's show notes. Law and Disorder is produced at KPFA. That's listener-supported radio on the Pacifica Network. The show is produced by Jesse Strauss and hosted by me, Kat Brooks. Our theme music was composed by Steve Raskin of Fort Knox 5. If you like what you heard, please follow us on social media at Law and Dis, that's D-I-S, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Feel free to holler at us about something you heard or send us a show idea at lawanddisorder@kpfa.org. You can also find our content live at 8 a.m. weekdays on KPFA. That's 94.1 FM in the Bay Area. Our show and all of KPFA's programs are funded exclusively by you, the listener. And if you're in a position to support us, please donate today at kpfa.org. Take care of yourself and take care of each other. We all we got, fam.